Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
All right, right now, 19th caller, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 rips us off for Builder Supply Outlet, $50 gift certificate. True outlet prices every day. Check out the Edge, state-of-the-art kitchen or bath showroom in Broadview. Now also open in Orland Park. All right, here we go. Checking in at
number 5.
Following the inauguration of the 45th president of the United States, Donald John Trump. I don't think he likes that.
Mm-mm. No?
Jay.
DJT.
DJT.
Mm-hmm. Former President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama greeted their staff and supporters at Joint Base Andrews.
I said before, and I will say again, that when we started on this journey, an abiding faith, we did so with an abiding faith in the American people and their ability, our ability, to join together and change the country in ways that would make life better for our kids and our grandkids. That change didn't happen from the top down, but it happened from the bottom up.
All right.
Very gracious.
Okay. And they're like, the plane's warming up. You only have like 4 hours to get there. So.
Well, it was funny because all the networks cut away from Barack Obama at that moment to go to Trump. And it was strange to see that, you know, because it's been the reverse, obviously. If
right.
The president were speaking and then
yep.
There was something on the campaign trail. So that was the shift. And that's where we are now.
There's always that famous story about Harry and Bess Truman when they were dropped back in Independence, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the plane lands at the Independence Airport, and actually it was Truman who was the the first guy to avail himself of regular Air Force provided transportation.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't really called Air Force One, but those planes, there's a couple of them. Those planes are on display at I think there's one at the Smithsonian Air and Space at the airport in Washington. They have a separate facility out there for some of the bigger planes. The Smithsonian does at Dulles, but there's also at the Air Force Museum at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio, Fairborn, Ohio, and it is it's really wild. It's so Spartan. It's like, oh my God, this is not like how you would imagine. So they drop Truman off at the airport in Independence, Missouri, and he basically had to hail a cab to get home because there was no transportation for him.
Amazing.
Well, that's right. The Barack Obama and Michelle are heading to Palm Springs, and they have to find their own way back, they're saying.
Do you think our former general manager, Jimmy DeCastro, who lives out there sometimes, is going to pick him up at the airport?
They'd love him.
Does he have, like, a mustache on the grill of his car?
Come on, guys. Hey, now.
Uber. Look at Uber. This is trouble. Very, very big trouble.
5 stars from Barack Obama.
All right, checking in at
number 4.
During congressional luncheon after the inauguration, President Trump had the room stand up in order to honor his Democratic rival, Hillary Clinton. This is a nice moment.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'll tell you, there is something that I wanted to say, because I was very honored, very, very honored, when I heard that President Bill Clinton and Secretary Hillary Clinton was coming today. And I think it's appropriate to say, and I'd like you to stand up. I'd like you to stand up. And honestly, there's nothing more I can say, because I have a lot of respect for those two people. So thank you all for being here.
Well, that was big. And if that's an example of how he's going to act as president, I like it. I like what I see.
Now, Jeff Sessions, lock her up.
It had to be hard for Hillary Clinton, too. I mean, think about it. This is the second time someone who defeated her, she's going to their inauguration.
Yeah.
And this one probably hurt even worse than the other one.
Oh, I don't know. It was pretty close on both. And then Clinton, like her husband, like, well, I knew it. I just knew it. You know, some people got it, some people don't.
Oh, man.
Speaking of Hawks, we got Blackhawks hockey coming your way at 5:30, and we're in the top 5-5.
Number 3.
New England Patriots host the Steelers. AFC Championship on Sunday. Tom Brady says his team will have to dig deep.
Yes, they will.
We have to play our best game of the year. I think that's what it comes down to. And we've got to all do whatever it takes to be at our best for those 3 hours on Sunday night. And they put a lot of pressure on you in a lot of areas. Tough to prepare for. Going to have to, just rise to the occasion.
And properly deflate the footballs.
Mm. Do they really need to play that game? I mean, isn't New England already going to win? I mean, don't we know this?
My.
I think it's going to be a really good game.
You
I think both games are going to be tight.
Yeah, I think so. Pittsburgh did not play particularly great in their win over Kansas City.
Still a road win against a pretty good team.
Yeah.
And I think you'll see the two best quarterbacks in the NFL in the Super Bowl.
Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Both number 12. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Brady versus Roethlisberger is like every movie you ever see. Like, you know, the great looking guy that does everything perfectly, and then the big lout. I've kidnapped your daughter.
He's the villain.
I know. He's not a likable guy, Ben Roethlisberger.
And he's got a very sketchy past. Ugly
sure
past,
he does.
Too.
Yeah.
Not nearly as bad as deflating football.
Yeah, of course, that's true.
I won't even go to a bathroom at a bar in Pennsylvania because of him, I'm afraid. It doesn't matter where in Pennsylvania.
If you see him, don't go to the bathroom.
Don't go to the bathroom, yeah.
Stay far from the bathrooms.
TB12.
All right, yeah, he's great.
Yes, he is.
Played with his deflated balls.
Number two.
Did I ever tell you you're my hero?
Idina Menzel.
Or Adele Dazeem?
Adele Dazeem, as John Travolta called her, is going to star in the Lifetime remake of Beaches. Did we need that?
No.
She's playing the Bette Midler role. She also recorded her own version of, Wind Beneath My Wings. You're hearing it right there. She told reporters that she knew the song extremely well.
I've been singing the song my whole life, ever since I was a wedding singer and bar mitzvah singer. Every 13-year-old boy danced with his mother to Wind Beneath My Wings. And so I've been singing it. I'm well rehearsed. It was just trying to find my own spin on it, and that was because of my amazing producer who found a different underpinning for it so that it could sort of bring out new modern sounds, and it was actually enjoyable.
That's a fun backstory.
You know, there's this myth, too, that the original Beaches was a good film, which is just absolutely not true. If you actually go back and watch it, it's quite horrible.
Is it really?
People just remember that great song.
Oh, yeah.
Because they could relate to it. So many people could relate to it. They reminded them of a sister or a mother or someone.
Sure.
But the movie itself is just absolutely soap crap. It's terrible. Don't go back and watch it. And this one isn't any good either.
Have you seen it?
I've seen enough of it to stop watching it. I'm mildly curious.
Fine. All right. Good. All right. So it's not an official review.
That is. One star.
Number one.
Speaking of one, did you see this? After the Trump speech today, people went to the social media to say that there was a line from the Donald Trump speech that sounded just like the Bane character from the Batman movies. Bane was not a good guy.
No, he wasn't, as I recall.
Right? That was bad.
Yeah,
that can't possibly be. Could it be?
Because today, we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C. and giving it back to you, the people.
The oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you. The people.
I know.
Allah. When "the" becomes a two-syllable word,
right.
Too. Allah, people.
I heard the Rick Astley connections. Did you see that? That I'm never going to give you up, never going to let you down, and turn around and desert you. Because there were those lines, too.
The people. We give it to you. The people.
Yeah. It was interesting because it wasn't like you get that poetic soaring rhetoric. He wanted to. Listen, this is who he is. Mm-hmm. This is who Donald Trump is. This is who the American people have, through the magic of the Electoral College, elected to the presidency of the United States. We, the people of the United States. And I think that the people who did vote for him understood that this is what they were going to get. So I don't think people are necessarily disappointed in it. But I do think I would have preferred a little more optimistic view of how great the exceptionalism that is America. Mm-hmm. Right. There was always, Republicans were always complaining that Barack Obama wouldn't talk about exceptionalism of America. It was down talking America. Well, this is a lot of down talking of America right here. I was blaming it on Barack Obama. Last 8 years really were crap, man. Except for the Dow up 150%. But who mentioned that? All right. Let us close this thing up. And then Chicago Blackhawks hockey is coming to the radio that you're dialed into right now.
The top five at five.